Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George back with you once again as we inch closer to the finish line of our 91-week journey. And this week we find ourselves immersed in the book of Psalms, 18 of them to be exact. So with so many psalms and so many available principles for life application and transformation, I'm simply going to point out two things that grab my attention as I read through these psalms. But before I begin, let me emphasize that anytime you read or meditate upon God's word, remember to invite God the Holy Spirit into your reading time, asking him to open your spiritual eyes to see and your spiritual ears to hear so you can recognize and comprehend not only his truth, but how his truth should apply to your life and your unique life circumstances. After all, the writer of Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 12, put it this way, "The word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." So anytime we read God's word, we want to grant it permission to confront and expose what's truly in us, so God can continue his life-changing, sanctifying work, making us more like Jesus. Sanctification is a supernatural process, not a human process. So we must yield to God and his word if we want to progress in our faith. So never think of scripture study as a solo journey, but think of it more like a joint venture between you and the God who knows you better than you even know yourself. Well, that being said, let's begin today with part of two psalms that we used to sing as worship songs back in the 90s here at ACAC. The first one's found in Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. And I'll be reading these from the NIV because that translation reflects more closely the actual words we used to sing. Psalm 73. "Whom have I in heaven but you? And the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." For those of you who've been around for that long, do you remember that one? It's entitled, "God is the Strength of My Heart." And the second one is a classic hymn found in Psalm 42, verse 1. "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God." Now, both of these passages speak to me because they remind me that this world offers me nothing in comparison to what God offers me. Because he offers me himself, and he does for you too. And he is far more valuable than the junk of this world that so easily ensnares and distracts us. "There is nothing on earth I desire besides you, Lord. My soul longeth after thee." You know, if we could just get this one priority right, not only would our life pursuits be firmly set and aiming in the right direction, but we'd naturally be obedient to the greatest commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, this is what separated King David from the rest of the pack. Because in spite of his failings, and there were many, the pursuit of God was the number one priority in his life. And the good news is, there is technically nothing that can prevent us from doing the same. But we must choose it. Now, secondly, let's take a look at Psalm 39, verse 1. Again, in the NIV, it says this, "I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin." You know, this is probably the most difficult area for people, including Christians, to deal with. I know it is for me, because the tongue likes to gain an audience by pointing out the fault in others, or by grumbling and complaining, or by criticizing or blaming or name-calling. You see, our words matter. And although we may not realize it, when we use words to condemn others through gossip or slander or grumbling or name-calling, to just mention a few, not only do we do others harm, but the Bible says we harm ourselves as well. And that's why the Bible is filled with examples that warn us to be careful about the things we say. For example, Proverbs 21:23, those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. And this one's the clincher for me. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. And this should put the fear of God in all of us. Jesus said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. Now, I don't know about you, but I have no desire to stand before God on judgment day and provide an account for every careless word I ever spoke. Now, there's nothing I can do about the past, but I can choose to tame my tongue today and into the future. We all can, but the choice is ours. So use your words today as tools of love and righteousness that are pleasing to God. Let the words you speak today build others up, whether you speak directly or whether you mumble them under your breath. There really isn't any difference. This is Pastor George. Have a great week serving the King.